This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. The physical activity market is booming with an estimated value of $12.9 billion across the region, particularly in a post-pandemic era with fitness activities getting back into full swing. Looking to tap into this more holistic market, Hajom has just announced an equity crowdfunding initiative that aims to garner 2 million ringgit in funding. How they plan to do this and what are the future plans? I'm here with co-founders Patricia Tan and James Tan, two out of the four co-founders. Good morning, Patricia and James.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I just clarified, not related in any way, just happen to have the same surname.
Quite a lot of us have the same surname in this office.
it's a clan. Okay, very interested with Hajom. You know, I'm on your database too, so I get mailers. Now, before we get into your future plans and the equity crowdfunding exercise, let's talk about the state and potential of physical activity here in Malaysia and Southeast Asia. What's the story?
Yep. I think you stated it at the very beginning. I think $12.9 billion in Southeast Asia. This was in 2018, right? And in Malaysia, I think we take about $4 billion of that, right? So it's a pretty sizable market. And out of this market, 40% of it actually comes from participation. These are people who join gyms or join running events, cycling and whatnot, and or go for yoga retreats. Now, the other 60% are actually from the enabling sectors. And this is actually brought on by the people who buy shoes and shirts and, you know, devices and whatnot. Yeah. So it's a pretty big market. Yeah. So it's very vibrant. Yeah. And of course, in the last couple of years, we've seen a slowdown. There aren't that many physical events, but we've gone virtual. And I think the market has been doing a lot of virtual events and people are doing all their fitness from their homes or on their own at their own time, you know, and so on.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, physical activity is still happening. You're still buying the shoes, you're still buying the clothes, that kind of thing in a way, but maybe not the physical activities, right? Both are you into fitness? I know, like with Patricia, you're a marathon enthusiast, right? How do you guys get together?
Maybe Pat, you want to share that story?
how do we get together? So when we started that time, we were together in an advertising agency. And then later in 2013, we decided to actually start our own brand. That's Score Marathon. So Score Marathon is an event organizer. We organize our own events as well as events for our clients. So from then, in 2016, we started Hajom. So that's how we started. And also because I'm someone, I think that walking the talk is important. So we started running ourselves and also let James tell you the story, how we dragged him into a marathon as well.
Yeah. She practically dragged me screaming and kicking into running, you know. So one fine day, my partners both decided, three of them decided, hey, let's go for a run. And, you know, they dragged me halfway across to Scotland for the Edinburgh Marathon. And I ran my first 21K, you know, that was crazy. So yeah, that's pretty much how we got.
at least the weather was cold, right? Colder. So you were saying that from Score and then Hajom, right? Now how is that different? I'm not too sure.
Yeah. So Score is really an event organizer. I think we specialize in sports and fitness events, and we do all sorts. The running events, we've done expos, we've done the Zumba, huge Zumba parties, obstacle races, so on. At that point in time, we figured, you know, we were using solutions that were available in the market, you know, for registering for these events, for participants to register. But we found that they were quite limited in their offering, in the sense that a lot of these solutions were catered for running. And so when we decided, you know, we probably need to build this thing. And so that's where Hey Jung came about. Right. And we felt that, you know, if we wanted to go into this seriously, then we should give it a brand of its own so that it would be able to support other organizers as well.
Okay, so you're looking at creating a holistic ecosystem of connecting fitness enthusiasts, qualified trainers, event organizers, and brand owners in an ideal situation, right? How will that work? I come in as a corporate organization. How will you sell this to me?
Well, I think to tell you the story, we really started as a pretty plain registration platform. So it's only recently that we decided to turn it into this fitness ecosystem or a fitness super app, if you will. So what happens here is that you can join events on Hey Jung, but you can also buy products. You can get other services, you know, coaches can list their services here and, you know, you earn rewards and we'll put in a tracker at some point. So it's pretty holistic offering.
Okay. It would be interesting, right? Do you think there'll be an element of mental health? Of course, exercise is good for your mental health.
Yes, definitely. I think when you exercise, naturally, okay, you feel a lot more fresher. Okay, take off your stress, you see. So I think that would be good for everyone. Okay. Right. And James, you might want to talk a little bit about our NFT that we actually offering to our... there's something very cool. To our runners.
So I think some of the rewards that we do would be, you know, to give you collectibles in the form of NFTs. But before I go on to that, I think when you talk about mental wellness, mindfulness and all that, we intend to incorporate some of those events in as well. So if you know, there were like a huge yoga gathering or a meditation retreat kind of a thing, that's something that would work very well on Hey Jung as well.
Right. Okay. So events, not necessarily running events or triathlons, but it could be these kind of events as well, like yoga events, right? So I was talking about that and I should be getting my medal soon because I've already registered for it and qualified for it. So, but tell me, how does it work? It just looked interesting. Okay.
All right. I think right now, NFT is the buzzword, right? These non-fungible tokens. And I think that when we thought about it, you know that there are really two types of people who join fitness events. And you know, really, you can go for a run in the park or a cycle on your very own, right? But the people who do join these mass participation events, you either join it because you want to be part of this huge gathering, or you are a collector. You want to collect the medals and the T-shirts and so on. And we figured, you know, what a great collectible it would be to give you an NFT. So, So our first drop is a free NFT. So what you do is when you register for an event, you get one NFT. And when you submit your results, this NFT will evolve into an animated NFT. Right. And at some point in the future, we'll put in some goodies, you know, for holders of these NFTs.
I thought it was a very interesting one. I said, didn't know what it was, but you know, I fall into the latter category, the medal collector. That's, you know, I used to be, when I first started running, right, I was like, okay, I want to get as many medals as my age, and now I have to slow down.
Okay.
And then as for the brand owners, event organizers and trainers, just now Freda, you're asking, so what are the benefits that they can actually gain from being together with us in Hey Jung? Currently we have got 130,000 latest number 130,000 fitness enthusiasts in our database. So I know marketers and event organizers, they need to market their products. So where else do they market their product if not Hey Jung? So that's where the dancers car consumer base are. So it saves their marketing dollars, definitely.
Okay. The other thing is very interesting. So 130,000 in your database. We'll talk a little bit about the profile of the 130,000 in just a moment. I'm here with Patricia Tan and James Tan from Hey Jung. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Business, finance, and more. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, Frida Liu here, talking about getting fit. I'm speaking to Patricia Tan and James Tan from Hey Jong, talking about their equity crowdfunding initiative that aims to garner $2 million in funding. And of course, they've been around for a couple of years right now. Now, you, early on, you said that you've got 130,000 in your database, which is, I guess, great for people, you know, in that fitness space. But do you have... you know, what are the demographics like at the moment from your database? I just want to know the kind of people that are choosing to be healthy.
All right. You see a big number of them. I think about more than half, about 60. About 60% of them are actually in the age group of 26 to 45, right? Mm. Slightly skewed towards males. I think 53% of them are guys, and then 47% are the ladies. 64% of them actually have a university degree. We did a survey. 78% of them earn more than about 4,000 a month, and 75% spend over 200 ringgit for a pair of shoes, and they exercise about an average of 3 times a week. So that's the sort of people that's on the database right now.
Right, so it's very interesting. So maybe with the yoga retreats, you'll get more females coming in.
Yes.
So I was also looking at the ECF, right, that you're working together with Pitchin, right? So currently, what are your revenue streams, or what will be your revenue streams?
We have four revenue streams. I think first and foremost, we monetize through events, event registrations. So that means if an organizer lists their events, we'll take a small cut of that. The second stream would be support services that we offer to brands and other organizers if they want to get on board. Maybe they need us to design their event, their run or their dance party or whatnot, and design all the collaterals from there. The third would be apparel and merchandise, where we supply to these organizers or brands, but we also sell them outright. That means we also sell them under the SCORE brand name. We've got SCORE apparels. And finally, the last revenue stream would be marketplace commissions. So this is when we open up our marketplace next year, where we list a lot of products that, you know, support a fitness enthusiast's fitness journey. So this could be anything from apparels and whatnot.
Okay, next year is 2023, you mean?
Oh, sorry, this year. Okay, my mind is still stuck in last year.
Okay, so also the other thing is event insurance coverage. Is that I know it's important. Is that something fairly new?
No, in fact, it's not, is it? From, I think, a few years ago, the sports commissioner has actually made it a compulsory thing to be for those participants who participate in events. It's compulsory for them to buy a personal insurance. And also for us as an event organizer, we need to buy public liability as well.
Right. So currently what's happening with Hey Jong, so are they no other players like you, or, you know, do they just sort of like do certain elements but none have come together? Is that what's happening in the Malaysian scene?
Currently, that's the case. I think we see a lot of... I wouldn't say a lot, a handful of registration platforms out there, and they're very specialized. Some are specialized in running, some are specialized in virtual running, and but there isn't one that is truly holistic, and that's what we aim to build. That's what we are on the way of building right now, actually. Yeah.
Right. So you have this vision of one person, one sport, right? You guys, what's the thinking behind that?
Yeah. Well, we believe that in an ideal world, right, everyone would take up one form of fitness or sport, and that would be a happier place to live in, definitely. Mm-hmm. Everyone would be fit and healthy and happy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really our vision. And I think our mission to fulfill that vision is really to create this platform that, you know, allows anyone to easily take up a form of sport. You know, sometimes all it takes is a little bit of egging. You know, somebody tells you, "Hey, come, let's go join me for a run," and suddenly, you know, you find yourself halfway across the world in Scotland.
Okay, I want to also know, right? You know, how do you plan to grow Hey Jong regionally?
Currently, we are in Malaysia, Yes. Then in the next 2 years, we plan to grow ourselves in Southeast Asia first, to start off with. So Indonesia is the nearest market to us. I would say nearest because it's the closest because I think in terms of language, in terms of the people, geographically as well. So that will be our main one. And then the others will be places like Brunei, Philippines, and Thailand. Yeah,
Singapore would have its own thing, lah.
Singapore is in our in our list, but then Singapore is a little bit, they're actually quite advanced in terms of that, quite advanced, but I think it's a good country to tackle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Singapore is
I'd like to add on a little bit to that as well. I think we've been making inroads, I think a couple of years ago, you know, when physical was still available, we actually did a series of events in Indonesia in collaboration with Mine IDs, a mining company there. But what we've also done is, I think we actually started doing virtual runs as early as 2016, and we marketed it regionally. So I think in the region, some people may have heard of us. They've joined our virtual events. We've got participants from Hong Kong, Thailand, and Singapore, and so on. Yeah.
Right. And you find that right now, when we can't do physical runs, the way to appeal to people is the nice medals.
In a way. Most definitely.
Actually, a lot of people join our events because they love the medals. We've got a team of really good designers that design your medals.
Okay, good job. That was what enticed me, you know, because I haven't even thought about doing virtual runs. I mean, I do my own, just doesn't feel the same, right? Without the physical activity, which is something I enjoy doing. So that is, but I'm also a medal collector, so that has enticed me. So make them really, really appealing. Now, why did you decide to go through the ECF route, you know, as a form of fundraising?
Hejom has been self-funded all this while, but when we looked at it, right, we really wanted, you know, I think when we look at our participants, right, we are one big family of fitness enthusiasts. And what we really wanted to do was, how about we get these people on board, you know, to support the campaign, to support our growth. And I think that the growth of fitness happens that way as well. You know, somebody calls someone, you know, hey, come, let's go running or let's go Zumba, you know, and it sort of grows that way. And we figured that we'd like to replicate that in our growth as well.
Right. Okay. So, but ECF as the, and you feel that you've got enough of your, you know, appealing to your database, you know, to actually support you as well through the equity funding.
Well, that's the hope.
Okay. Now, what's plan B if you don't achieve your ECF goals of, you know, and of course, your goal is then to achieve 10 million in revenues by 2025, right? What are the, plan B?
Currently, we are also, besides our own running communities and fitness communities, we are also talking to a lot of those bigger institutions. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we're in the talk, and hopefully that will actually, that will close some deals that will help us.
Right. What are they appeal? What are they attracted to? The fitness element, the technology element. What would be the, you know, the selling factor for them?
I think it's a combination of both. but more than anything, right? People are looking at the health space as something very important to them, and of course, we know that the end goal of fitness, you know, happens to be health, and you know, you feel better, you look better, and you live better. So I think that part has quite a lot of appeal. And it's also heartening to know that some of the people, you know, some of these institutional investors, potential investors that we've spoken to, a lot of them are in some form of fitness themselves.
Yeah.
They are cyclists or runners. Yeah. So that's that appeal there. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All the best. So any other final thoughts before we end this?
Yep. I suppose the final word here is, I think that one of the reasons we got into this business is really that we believe that we're making a positive impact in the world. And if, you know, anyone listening out there, if fitness has changed your life, then join us on this journey, you know. help us grow into something, you know, help us activate another person's fitness lifestyle. That's something that we'd really like to do.
And in the process, be a unicorn. Why not?
Why not?
Yes. All right. Anything, Patricia?
No. So, very easy. Just go to Pitchin, hit the invest button, and join us in our journey to make this life a better and fitter world.
All right. Thanks, guys. Patricia Tan and James Tan from Hey Jom. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbelay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.